Hello, and welcome to Self Care Sexy. My name is Chris, and I'll be your host. We are a weekly podcast that is here to generate and share self-care ideas with each other. I am so glad you've joined us. Today, I'll be sharing a simple and fun self-care DIY project with you. But first, I want to celebrate and applaud you for taking the time out of your busy life to listen and get self-care ideas. And I want to encourage you to share your self-care ideas and your experiences with us. We'd love to hear from you about what's working or what's not. Last week on episode 3, we celebrated the rollout of our brand new website with our Self-Care is Sexy soft launch brunch. We invited Self-Care is Sexy community members into the studio to talk about self-care and how it's been going for them. And I just wanted to say thank you once again to all of those who were able to make it. We had such a blast. We're going to be sure to organize more Self-Care is Sexy brunches coming soon. So make sure you follow us on Facebook to get all those event details. If you're struggling to fit your self-care in, or you don't really know where to start, you've definitely found the right place. Check us out each week for new ideas on how to put yourself first. You can also always connect with our show by checking out our website. It's www.selfcaresexy.com, where you can go check out the list. It's this community list that we're building of all the different self-care ideas that people come up with. And if you're looking for a little bit more in depth on today's topic, you can check out my blog. It has a little bit more content. You can find it on the website as well. Okay, so today I want to share with you this super fabulous, easy do-it-yourself care idea that I came up with. You don't have to spend a ton of money, and it's not going to take you a lot of time. You get to get totally creative, and definitely you're going to want to personalize it. Glitter doesn't have to be involved, but it most certainly should be. This is a tool that you're going to be able to use every day, so you're going to want it to reflect your own personality. And don't worry if you're driving or on the treadmill or cleaning up your house or whatever. You don't have to stop what you're doing. A list of the supplies and instructions can be found at our website under the podcast section at selfcareissexy.com. All right, so before I get started, I want to give you a little bit of a backstory on where the idea came from. First of all, I listen to a ton of podcasts, and one of my favorite podcasts is Trish Blackwell's Confidence on the Go. There's a link to her website on our website. You guys have got to check her out. She is this incredibly amazing, energetic little being that gives you so many great tools and tricks. So I listened to her and she introduced me to this great idea called the When Life Works Best List. This is just basically a list of daily habits that you do every single day that help you accomplish bigger life goals. And it's when you think about a time in your life when your life is working the best, it's going smooth, you've got great vibes coming your way, things are going easily, and you start to examine that time of your life and try to identify, like look a little closer and see what the daily habits you had during that period of time. So the concept is to think about these habits that put you on the right track and that help you to accomplish that big giant life goal by breaking it down into the what do I do on a daily basis to accomplish that. So I guess the best example or the best way to illustrate this list and what it is by giving you an example. So my When Life Works Best list are the following 5 items. Number 1, active. Being physically active at least 30 minutes 3 times a week is optimal for my body. And since one of my big life goals is to get fit, it's something I've been struggling with for a long time, and this When Life Works Best list has helped me narrow it down to the things I need to do daily to accomplish that life goal. Number 2 on my When Life Works Best list is my meals planned. So for me, I have to have those grab-and-go goodies or I'll make poor food choices. So I have to do that on a daily basis. I have to remind myself that my larger goal, my life goal, is to be healthy and fit. And the way I can actually accomplish that very big, general, broad goal on a daily basis is having those meals planned out and ready to go and knowing what I'm going to eat that day. Number three on my list is drink water. I firmly believe that water is a cure-all, and I certainly don't get enough of it. So it's something that will help me accomplish that bigger life goal, is just to continually make sure that I have enough water. And how I accomplish that is just by making sure that I have water bottles filled up, or the Brita filter filled up. And just, you have just one job: keep the water around you. Just have it in your car, have it at your desk, have it in your bag. But having more water bottles around you is a good idea. Number four on my list of when life works best is to meditate. And this is important for me because I need that quiet time, that focused time where all I'm doing is blocking everything out and thinking about my breathing and just, you know, going inward for a quick check-in. And it does something really profound for me. I know when I'm consistently meditating, I'm much better at reacting to things and communicating. I'm more articulate. I'm just a better person to be around. So it's a super healthy habit. Number five on my list, and the most important item on my when life works best list, is getting sleep. And for me, I identify that as 7.5 hours of sleep. And I hope I don't have to point out or illustrate to you guys how imperative it is. It seems to be the number one thing people mention when I ask them, what are you doing for your self-care? It has universally been the thing that everybody has said. They know it's going well. They know that their self-care is going well and they're on track when they're getting good sleep. So I made this list. It took me some time to narrow it down to the five items, but I just kept returning back to these items over and over when I was thinking about that time in my life where I felt on top of the world, like I could do anything. And this is what my day today consisted of. So once I had the list, I came up with the DIY project and just expanded on it a little bit. So basically, this When Life Works Best Mancala is a small display that you're going to create out of your When Life Works Best list. So take some time and think about that period of your life where everything seemed to be on track, and try to formulate the daily habits that were working best for you at that time. And if you're having difficulty thinking of a particular great time of your life, maybe just start to formulate a list of what you think you would do every day on a daily basis that would make your life run smoothly. So just kind of mull that idea around in your head and start to come up with that list. Your list could be 5 things, it could be 4 things, it could be 10 things. You know, make certain that you really personalize it for your experience and what you're going through. And hopefully some of my examples will help generate that sort of creativity going. Who knows what it could be? It might be that you need to laugh every day and that's a priority to when life is working best, and that's how you gauge the success of whether or not, you know, your self-care is on track. So whatever it is for you, again, take the time, personalize it, create that list, and then I'm going to walk you through how we're going to use that list to create a visual display that's going to help remind you on a consistent basis to do the things that make your life work best. And it certainly narrows it down so that you're not overwhelmed by having to accomplish so much all the time. The great thing about this little project or this little DIY is that you make this list of these habits, and these habits actually will, in turn, as you do them, help you develop a self-care routine. So in order to create the mancala itself, you're going to need the following 5 supplies. Number one, you're going to need to create your When Life Works Best list. Number two, you're going to need 5 small glass containers or however many items from your When Life Works Best list. For example, you can use those little mini candle holders like the tea light holders from the craft or dollar store. Or I suppose you could use 5 or so shot glasses if you had them to spare. Number three, you're going to need to create 5 name tags for those glass containers. And this part can be as creative as you want it to be or as simple as you want it to be. You could just use the sticky part of a post-it note and write the items down and use that as a tag. Or you can get really crazy into it, break out the glitter, go nuts with the decoupage, whatever speaks to your heart. Number four, you're going to need a bag of the colored marbles or those little glass decorative rocks. And number five, the final supply on our list, you're going to need a small center plate or bowl. And if you're having a hard time visualizing what this display is going to look like, go ahead and head to our website. We've got some pictures posted up there. They're also on Facebook as well. So go take a look if you need a visual aid. So there you have it. You've got your 5 supplies. You need your When Life Works Best list, the 5 small glass containers, 5 little name tags, a bag of colored marbles, and like a center small plate or bowl that's, you know, decorative of some kind. It should be something that something you like. All right, and so here are the instructions on how to create this fabulous little self-care tool. The first instruction, step one, you're going to label each of the glass containers with the task from your When Life Works Best list. Step number two, you're going to display these somewhere where you can see them every single day. And you guys, that's super imperative. I'll talk about that later. Number three, step three, you're going to have that holding container, that little center plate that you picked out. You're going to have that near the display with the extra marbles in it. Number four, as you complete each of the tasks on your When Life Works Best list, you're going to drop a little marble into its corresponding glass container. And number five, the last step in this mancala is at the end of each week, you're going to reflect on how full each category is to give you feedback on which goals or areas of self-care need more attention. So, for example, one of my When Life Works Best list items, if you recall, is to be active. And every day that I am active for 30 minutes or more, I drop a little marble in its corresponding container. And at the end of the week, I kind of take a step back, I look at all the containers, and if the little active container is empty, then I know, hey, that's an area that needs a little bit more attention. Let's do something about that. Let's go for a walk this weekend, call up a buddy and go for a bike ride, or hit a gym class, or go do some yoga, whatever it is for you. So I hope that gives you kind of an idea of what the purpose of the display is. This project has really helped me. I created this mancala just as a way for me to visually see sort of where my self-care was and if I was in line with achieving my big life goals. And you know, I'm not perfect at it at all. Some days I get, you know, one marble in one of the glasses, and some weeks I get absolutely zero. But what I've noticed is that it works. So when life is working best for me, when things are going the easiest, I noticed all of the marbles are in their little jars. And when I feel like I'm struggling to get by and I'm just sort of down and things aren't going well, I kind of notice that little display has been neglected and maybe it's dust covered. The idea seems super elementary, but I've had this project displayed above my home office desk for about a year now. And it's just this little display that reminds me, I know what to do. I know how to take care of myself. I know what areas of my life require self-care, and I just need help remembering to do it. And this little guy definitely does the trick for me. So I really encourage you to take the time and make your When Life Works Best list. Thank you to Trish Blackwell for that phenomenal idea. And seriously, guys, check this chick out. She's going to really change the way you look at yourself. And she's a brilliant author of some incredible books. So yeah, just go feed yourself some good stuff through her. She's just a positive force. And I really am excited to share her with you. You know, make the list and think about those habits and take the time to recognize what are some habits that you need to implement to take care of yourself. And if that's as far as you get with this project, I'm totally okay with that. If you don't get the opportunity to create the little display itself, no worries at all. Just make that list and sit with it for a while. And when you get this burst of creativity and you feel like doing a little crafting action, create this mancala. And I am so excited. I know it's going to create some profound changes if you just put it into action. Because even while I was taking the pictures for the visual aid for the podcast this week, I really started to reflect on, wow, you know, my self-care has been quite off. I noticed, like I had said before, the active container was rather empty. And that makes sense because I put on some weight recently. So, you know, it was just kind of that once again reminder of I naturally know what to do to take care of myself. I know how to make myself a priority. I know it's important to put myself first. So what do I need to do on a daily basis to ensure that I do that? And this little project actually gives you the tools to do it. So go out there, create your little When Life Works Best mancala, display it, take some pictures and share it with us so we can see what you're doing out there. I know we have a ton of creative, artistic people in this self-care sexy community. So I can't wait to see what you guys come up with because you can adapt this little project into whatever works for you. You know, this little thing's going to be on display in your home, so you're definitely going to want to decorate it, you know, so that it fits into your personality and your decor. And that's the fun part of it. You know, when you pour your energy into something like this, you see the rewards come back to you. Again, here it's been a year or more since I originally created this mancala. And as I was doing this podcast, I really reflected on, wow, you know what? That little silly idea has really helped me narrow down the areas of self-care that I have to continually pay attention to. It's been a marvelous tool, and I hope it helps you as well. All right, you guys, that is it for this week. I know it's a shorter episode, but I feel like if you listen to last week's episode, the episode number 3, the soft launch brunch, that was quite the long episode. So I thought I'd keep it a little short this week for you. But definitely stay tuned because next week we're going to be introducing our self-care sexy beauty expert, the sassy and sexy Miss Stacy Cox Hathaway. You guys are going to freaking love her. She has got a lot of fun beauty self-care advice that it's going to put that confident, sexy smile back on your mug. She's going to teach us a thing or two about putting ourselves first and just trimming the fat off those unwanted relationships. So make sure you stay tuned for that sassy action. This chick is a wild hoot. And boy, did we laugh it up in the back of her salon while I was getting my hairs did. So definitely look forward to that and check it out. I'd love to hear from you guys. You know, please get tapped into us. Let me know if you're interested in being on our show. Or perhaps you have a self-care is sexy idea that you'd love to share with us, and maybe being interviewed is not your thing. No worries. We'd love to have you as a guest blogger. So there's definitely a ton of different ways to get tapped into this community and join us on our self-care journeys and share your own. So thank you again for joining us today. I can't wait to see what you come up with your When Life Works Best mancalas. Take pictures, tweet them, Instagram them, send them to us on Facebook, email them, you know, get involved, get creative, and remember, self-care is sexy. We're giving you permission to put yourself first. We'll catch you guys next week.